difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Hunter Biden facing 9 new federal charges, 3 of them felonies. The president's son accused of not paying
nearly $1.5 million in federal taxes from 2016 through 2019 and filed false returns for the tax year 2018. The indictment says Hunter spent money on drugs, escorts, hotels, anything but his taxes. Hunter's attorney, Abby Lowell, said he paid his taxes in full since then. Congressman Jason Smith, who chairs the House Ways and Means Committee, says Hunter made this money through foreign business deals, and so moving forward with an impeachment inquiry against the president is needed.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The House could vote next week to formalize that impeachment inquiry into President Biden if he was involved in his son's business dealings. He claims he was not. Yet another attack aimed at American forces. There have been almost 80 of them blamed on Iran-backed militants.
A barrage of rockets were launched at the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone. There were no reports of injuries, but one of the roughly 24 Katyusha rockets, according to an Iraqi security official, landed near the embassy gate, causing some damage.
Fox's Lillian Wu. This is Israel keeps bombarding Gaza, and some at the UN keep pushing another ceasefire, warning of a catastrophe for Palestinian civilians. But Israeli government spokesman Alon Levy blames Hamas for crimes against humanity.
Hamas embeds itself and its terror infrastructure in civilian areas as part of its sick human shield strategy.
A pregnant Texas woman who won a court order granting her permission to get an abortion despite a ban in that state facing another hurdle.
Kate Cox says her pregnancy is threatening her health. Her doctors have said the fetus has an abnormality and there's a strong chance it could be stillborn. But Texas AG Ken Paxton said after the ruling, the order will not insulate hospitals, doctors, or anyone else from criminal liability for.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
With the holidays upon us, the increase in traveling, shopping, and connecting online also heightens the need to protect your identity and finances with LifeLock. Identity thieves see this time of year as an opportunity to drain your accounts, open new loans in your name, and damage your financial future. LifeLock detects and alerts you to the threats you might miss on your own. Don't let the busy holiday season catch you off guard. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code CLAY. LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
We're learning more about Wednesday's shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The gunman, Anthony Pulido, was a professor who tried to get a job at UNLV but was not hired. The three people killed until police killed him were faculty members. And Las Vegas Sheriff Kevin McMahill says Pulido had a list of targets, even mailed some letters with white powder.
We are currently working with the postal inspector and our federal partners to begin processing these letters. We do not know the contents of these letters, and we're working to contact the recipients of those letters.
Later this hour, we'll get an update on hiring for November, an increase expected over October.
Economists are forecasting that employers added around 190,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate is projected to hold steady at 3.9%, leaving it at the highest level since the beginning of 2022.
Fox's Hillary Barsky on Wall Street. Stock futures are mixed before the report. Another big-name golfer is leaving the PGA Tour to join LIV, the controversial Saudi-backed league. John Rahm, who's the Masters champion.
According to reports, he will earn between $300 and $600 million in the deal, including an ownership stake in a new LIV Golf team.
I do not play golf for the money. I play golf for the love of the game and for the love of golf. But as a husband, as a father, and as a family man, I have a duty to my family.
That was Rahm speaking Thursday on Fox News. This move comes at a critical time for the sport, with the PGA Tour and Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, which owns LIV, trying to hammer out a final agreement to combine into a single entity along with the DP World Tour. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
On Thursday night football, the New England Patriots snapped a 5-game losing streak, beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-18. The final is set for the first ever NBA in-season tournament. It'll be the Lakers versus the Pacers. After semifinal wins, L.A. blew out New Orleans 133-89. Indiana beat Milwaukee 128-119. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. An organization known for providing roadside assistance celebrating the opening of the newest office in Champaign, American Automobile Association, held a grand opening at their new location at 410 West Town Center Boulevard, AAA founded more than 115 years ago. Illinois State Police have filed updated rules to promptly implement the state's assault weapon registry. It comes less than a week before state police will appear before a top committee of lawmakers to see if they approve the amended language. Assault weapon ownership in Illinois have until the end of this month to register their firearms. Future of the University of Illinois Historic Arena may be on thin ice. Maintenance at the U of I Ice Arena have been a slippery subject in the last few years. Now administrators trying to figure out what to do with the space. Campus Recreation Executive Director said he's all for doing what the students want, but it might come at a cost. And that's a look at what's happening on your Friday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. 7:06. Hey, good morning. December 8th. It's Friday. And a nice, mild stuff still, folks.
Love it.
That's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I'm Stevie J. There's meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, sometimes the holidays can be hard and lead to increased negative behaviors. If you know someone who's struggling, maybe they need to take the next step towards recovery. Call the Carl Addiction Recovery Center. Learn more at carl.org.
Well, sir, you have delivered what you said, windy and mild, and then changing maybe Sunday-ish. What's happening, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier?
Well, you pretty much have hit the nail on the head. We'll actually start that transition here probably tomorrow afternoon with a slow slide on temperatures. So the mildest part of the day tomorrow will be in the morning hours. And it does not appear to be a complete wash across the area. I think the back end of the shower activity will be getting to its move out of here into the early to mid-morning hours at the latest. And might even get a little sun in here. And then, a little more realistic feel between Sunday and maybe about Wednesday of next week. And a flurry that may flutter on by as we get into at least a little fragment of the northern branch of the jet stream, but it retreats north and eastward. It strengthens off the Rockies and Pacific Northwest, and here comes another big flood of mild Pacific air in here, beginning probably Friday and more so towards next weekend. So about a week to 10 days out, we'll go right back into another mild scenario. Right now, though, things can change. Nothing on the models or the hand-drawn charts here in the office are suggesting anything terribly menacing, probably up to about Christmas around here. So things are in good order. Speaking of which, 44 Willard and Savoy, Ogden St. Joe 41, same at Rantoul. We're about 43 here in Philo, 42 in Farber City. We're already past the afternoon high around here for a typical December 8th. 57 later on today, 60 south of Champaign County. Could be a shower as well down there late this afternoon and evening time. That stiff south wind stays up today. Tonight, lows near 50 with some rain overspreading the area, more so after midnight tonight, and some showers to start the day off, and then a number of dry hours, maybe a quick shower late in the day tomorrow. 50s in the morning, 40s in the afternoon as winds turn westerly. Then colder with clouds, maybe a flurry flutters on by Sunday at 37, up near 40 on Monday. Low 40s Tuesday and Wednesday, another snowflake chance in the morning hours. Then highs of 45 to close to 50 degrees next Thursday and Friday. For Stephen Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, sir, we appreciate you, meteorologist Greg Solier, with our weather. Illinois plays basketball tomorrow in Knoxville. Going to be tough on the road. Always is tough on the road, but Tennessee particularly good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I knew him back when he was a cabbie. Now, look at him now. Jimmy Failla, what the heck?
Whoa, Stevie J. This is a big deal.
You're a big deal, man. Where do you buy your suit coats? I'm serious.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't buy them at Baby Gap like Gutfeld. I get him at a host of places. I mean, that's why he gives me a hard time. If you watch me on a show, he's always like, Jimmy, your jacket's up. Greg is just mad because I couldn't pick him up in my taxi because we don't have a kid. But here's the truth, Stevie J. I buy them all over the place. I'm in Texas tomorrow. I don't doubt I'll go shopping for my stand-up shows. Mm-hmm. But I do. I don't have like a dedicated site. I go to our one store. Otherwise, I could probably get like an endorsement deal because I wear so much wild fashion.
No question.
I love it. But
maybe someday. Maybe someday. But,
all right. You've written a book, Cancel Culture Dictionary, An A to Z Guide to Winning the War on Fun. How's that going?
Yes, ma'am. Well, there's two things everyone needs to know. One is if you read two paragraphs, it'll become abundantly clear that I wrote this myself. Okay? This isn't one of those this guy's all over TV, let's get a ghostwriter and sell some books off the back of his name. This is a media, a gift to America that will actually help the country. And the reason I say that, and I mean it, I'm not being arrogant, is as a comedian, as a cab driver, I have watched society evolve from a place where we used to have escapism, things we went to put our political differences aside, comedy, music, movies, sports, okay? Because of cancel culture, people in every one of those fields have been fired from their jobs for taking the wrong political position or making an off-color comment, something that, to be honest with you, okay, has always existed in our society but didn't necessarily result in the career death penalty. Okay, the fact that we're there now means a lot of the sources that used to bring us joy have now become sources of angst, sources of political division. And what my book is doing, okay, it's not a dictionary, obviously. If anything, you know, they think I need to spend more time reading a dictionary. But,
that's right.
You know, every letter of the – every chapter is a letter of the alphabet that stands for something or someone that got canceled. For instance, A is Aunt Jemima. In the summer of 2020, they're like, America's systemically racist. I got it. Well, whack the syrup lady, okay?
Yeah.
But what did that actually do? Nothing. Schools are still bad, okay? Crime is still up. And the only thing we did in the name of some type of racial equality was screw a black family out of royalty checks. Okay, that's not actual progress. It's not activism. It's slacktivism. And what the book focuses on is a comedic take on how all of these things keep happening. Nothing keeps getting better because the truth is cancel culture only exists because of social media, but it was around before social media. We had a word for these people 20 years ago. They were called losers. Okay. And social media let a lot of losers find each other and rally sentiments. But the world is going to turn the page because of your main man, Jimmy Fallon, who is, I'm being honest with you, I write at a third grade level, so it's easy to read and it's a lot of fun.
Well, okay. So if we continue on with the same policies for four more years next year, this isn't going to be any good. Things are just, what's going well for Joe Biden, Mr. Fallon?
Ooh. That's a great one. Well, he's made it up the plain stairs in one try last week. You know, progress.
Yeah, it's not always. I mean, seriously, what is, as they said in Apollo 13, what on this spacecraft works?
Right.
I mean, what the heck? I mean, Jimmy, we've got so many issues, and then I got to deal with Hunter Biden stuff. What are we doing,
yeah,
man? Why, I need you to fix stuff like the border, crime, and inflation. Come on,
listen,
man.
I write about them at great length in my book. If everyone goes to foxnewsbooks.com, I might solve these problems. Right now, this is the problem I'll give you, okay, for real. And the reason I am so shamelessly flogging this book, Stevie J and Diane, is if one listener were to buy this book, you would double my sales. Okay? Right now we have my mom. My Aunt Fran said she's a maybe. So we're hoping to get Aunt Fran on board. I can't guarantee you we will.
Maybe.
But in terms of Biden, just so you understand, okay, the reason, and this is, you know, people are like, well, Hunter's indicted. He's never going to run it. You know, this is them telling him to go. They do want him to go, okay, but it's hard to get an incumbent off the ticket, as you guys know. And the fact that these are federal charges means Biden will maintain some pardon power if he stays in office. So what this whole thing comes down to now is if this trial is set for beyond 2024, meaning like February 2024, then they may get him off the ticket. Meaning, you know, if Hunter goes on trial in August, gets found guilty, Biden can pardon him between then and the end of his term. But what I think this could ultimately result in is if Hunter is going to be charged or tried anyway in 2024, they can say to Biden now, hey, man, get off the ticket. The kid will get a plea deal in January, and that'll be the end of it. And that's how I think this could play out, because I don't think I'm breaking news when I tell you that Gavin Newsom is running for president.
Yeah, but a crowbar wouldn't get Kamala Harris out of that office. Come on. I mean,
well, this is the problem with the liberals, okay?
Yeah.
Because of identity politics, they need to replace her with a woman of color. So I'm thinking, I guess, that opens it up for Elizabeth Warren.
There you go. Yeah, because of the Indian heritage, of course.
Okay.
It's Jimmy Fallon. How tall is your son now?
Ooh, Lincoln Fallon is a legit 6'5".
Wow. Hey, he's like 11. Well, how old is he?
he turned 15 like a week ago.
Unbelievable. 6'5". Okay. Jimmy, how tall? You're not that tall.
I'm 6'1".
Wow.
But my wife is tall. My wife is about 5'11".
Okay. All right.
And, you know, wow. She grew up on a dairy farm. She had no idea how much better she could do at the time we met.
Well, what is Lincoln? I mean, does he play the violin? Does he play sports? What's he do? I mean, that's a tall boy.
Interesting. So yes to both. So Lincoln oddly does play the violin.
No kidding.
I think he must like a girl in the orchestra. I don't know how that became a thing. He plays the violin, but he's a captain of his football team. He's a defensive end,
what?
And he's a left tackle.
Wow.
And he's good. I mean, he's good. He's like 6'5", 225. But you know what? I want to say this really quick without getting like wildly political. Lincoln's journey to being a sports star, okay, only started 2 years ago. Okay, 2 years ago, he was still playing a lot of Fortnite, a lot of video games. He likes his dirty jokes. He likes coming on my radio show. Okay, but 2 years ago, at the tail end of the pandemic, he started to consume a lot of sports. He became very competitive. He started to lift weights. He grew into that kid. And that's the biggest argument I make to people against doing something to their child before they're fully grown. Like, if you want to alter your body, I think if you wait till the age of 18, of course we all support it. It's America. Do whatever the heck you want. But I don't think you should do it to minors, if only because in my personal experience, if I would have locked age 10 Lincoln into a permanent version of who he was, he would have missed out on 99% of the joy he now realizes from playing sports.
Cancel Culture Dictionary, an A to Z guide to winning the war on fun. By the way, Lincoln, your son has a deep voice. I've noted that, too.
He does.
He
sounds like the toughest guy in prison. He does.
So how many stations are you on now, Jimmy?
Ooh, 155.
What? You were like 48 last time I talked to you. He's exploding.
Impressive.
Exploding.
Yeah. We started on 27.
Wow.
And there's a big market. You got to understand, this is what my show is for everybody listening. This is it. It sums up two things. It's common sense and cold beer. That's what's coming at you. Cold beer and common sense. That's really what it is.
I like it.
Okay, I'm not telling you I'm drunk on the air every day, although it was touch and go yesterday. But I am telling you, I am bargaining with everyone listening in good faith. I'm not here on behalf of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I'm a comedian. I am here on behalf of the Keg Party. I'm trying to get society. That's the point of my book.
Yeah.
It's not like a right-wing call to arms. It's a societal call to just chill out.
Yeah.
We got to chill out. We're not going to win. Like, we can't out-argue each other when it comes to politics because we don't even prioritize the same issues. So there's no way you're going to yell the other side into agreeing with you. They don't care what you care about.
Yeah.
But they do care about fun. They do care about joy. So what I'm trying to do is recalibrate the compass so the things that bring us joy are off limits. Go enjoy a ball game. Go enjoy a song. Have a good time. Forget about politics for a few minutes. And we can meet you on Twitter to fight when we're done. But that's what I'm trying to give back to the world. And I think if we get there, we have a chance.
Ladies and gentlemen, buy Jimmy's book. If you buy two, you will triple his sales.
Yes.
It's huge.
Jimmy,
Anne Fran just heard this interview. Anne Fran said she's a maybe now after this.
Okay.
Jimmy Failla, Faila. You hear him syndicated. How can people listen to your radio show, too?
You get on the Fox News app and click listen. Go to foxacrossamerica.com. Anything, okay? These people need to know whether you ever listen to me again or not. As I am here to help, I'm new to media. I'm now all over your TV. I'll be on the 5 today filling in for Greg Gutfeld at 5 o'clock on the East Coast. I am new to this game, and I'm really trying to use the influence I have to help you in whatever way I can. And I can't promise you that'll last forever. They say people make money in this business and become monsters. Who knows? In 3 years, I might be a real dirtbag. But let's take advantage of that window we have in the meantime, and let's try to help the world.
It's Jimmy Failla, Cancel Culture Dictionary, an A to Z guide to winning the war on fun. You hear him on radio every day as well. Jimmy, Faila, always a pleasure, my friend. Well done.
Love you, Stevie J and Diane. Be good.
Have a good one.
You as well. Jimmy Failla, ESP on 93.5. All right, 7:19, get some weather coming up again with Greg in just a second.
Okay.
It's Friday, and we go to Knoxville tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's kind of the big sports headline. Why don't we just do a quick little thing here if you want to?
Why not? So we're number 20, 17 for Tennessee, 11 a.m. for the tip-off. Iowa State beat Iowa
90-65.
90-65?
Wow.
What the heck happened? Iowa, whoa.
I know. So we have Illinois women in action against Michigan Sunday at 2. NFL action last night had New England getting a win.
Yeah, I know. They were 2-10.
They were booing poor Mitch Trubisky, his former Bear.
Oh.
He's quarterbacking because everybody's hurt in the quarterback world.
I see.
And, yeah, they were letting him know
so
a little
Patriots
bit.
Patriots on top, 28-18.
21-18?
21-18.
Okay,
sorry.
Oh, it was a good game.
And then Detroit is in Chicago for the Bears contest coming up Sunday. We have your Saints and Panthers going at it. The Colts are in Cincinnati, so we'll see how all that goes. There's this in NBA midseason tournament going on.
The Pelicans, New Orleans was in it, and Johnny was interested.
But listen to this, LA Lakers over the Pelicans, 133-89.
That's like 50. Oh, my goodness.
So there's Johnny's Pelicans for you.
I don't think he'll have
LeBron
much.
James, 30 points in 20 minutes.
Yeah, didn't play much.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So the Pacers beat the Bucks, 128-119. I might have to head over to Indy and catch a Pacers game to win the Eastern semifinals. So that'll be happening this weekend in case you want to check that out. Zach LaVine has missed three games with his foot inflammation that's going on. Local basketball trending is Central and Urbana going on tonight. Blackhawks over the Anaheim Ducks 1-0. John Rahm trending because he's leaving the PGA in 2024. And PGA, and is it LIV Golf or LIV?
Yeah, I thought they were merging.
I think so. And maybe
I don't get it.
He's part of that plan. I don't know. But in any case, that's trending right now, too, that he's left the PGA and fans are in an uproar.
I mean, I just I don't get it. I have no idea what's going on with golf. I just know it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that if somebody came along and said, hey, I'll give you $200 million, I don't know how you don't take that money.
Yeah, that sounds appealing to me.
That's just too much money to say, well, for the integrity of the game. You're talking about generational wealth for like eight generations.
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
That's right.
But it is clearly a mess. There is no doubt. All right, you going to check your Fox Business. We want to do that coming up. First
Candlestick Lane opens up this weekend. So that's a tradition that's been around for decades. And from 6 to 7, they have the opening ceremony. They close the streets for walking traffic. And then after 7, and then Candlestick Lane will be open nightly from dusk until 10 through December 31st.
Our weather brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
Wow, do they have a sale right now for the pool passes, the lap swim, the winter break public swim. It goes on through December 8th if you want to get really 50% off your pool passes at the Indoor Aquatic Center. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
So again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Emmons Saturday. Hopefully you're able to get out and enjoy yesterday's weather. Equally fine, if not better, for the day today. Next weather system will come in as out of the Southern Plains and generate a wide and expansive outbreak of a couple of rounds of rainfall later on tonight and tomorrow morning. Tomorrow appearing not to be a complete wash. Definitely some chillier days ahead for Sunday and into the early part of next week. Another big warm-up slate after that. 57 the forecast high, even a 60 south of Champaign County. Partly sunny skies, an isolated shower to our west and south late this afternoon, and a couple of showers and spots this evening. Otherwise, widespread rains after midnight tonight. Mild lows near 50. Tomorrow, windy, turning cooler, variably cloudy skies. A couple of rounds of showers for the morning. A largely dry afternoon, the high to about 55, then falling temperatures in the 40s in the afternoon. Breezy, colder, down to 34 tomorrow night. Maybe a snowflake around, and 37 on Sunday. Up near 40 on Monday with sunshine. Another snow flurry chance for Tuesday and Wednesday next week with high temperatures, again, in the lower 40s. For Steve E.G. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street will be reacting today to the November employment report. Jeep's parent company, Stellantis, is cutting jobs at two Jeep plants in the U.S. to save costs. Layoffs will take place at assembly plants in Detroit and Toledo in Ohio as early as February. Stellantis blames California emissions regulators, which it says will hurt sales. The company says U.S. sales declined 2% in the recent quarter. Jeep sales were down 4%. Johnson Outdoors says its sales in the recent quarter were cut in half. It's a sign people are spending less on fishing and camping equipment after years of growing demand. Johnson Outdoors reported a loss for the July through September quarter. It made a profit a year ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Are you looking for something this holiday season for your customers that can say thank you from you, but at the same time showcase your business and their support? The hunt is over. We offer custom wrapped coolers and lasered mugs, tumblers, water bottles in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Call us at Aftershock, 833-DECAL-IT, or look us up online, AftershockDD.com. That's AftershockDD.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
ILLINI. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's. The pregame fun starts at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia's serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. Enjoy 350 22-ounce light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. You'll find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Okay, it is 7:28, a Stever, the program where I give you my money and you spend it. Today from PDR Automotive.
Mm.
You get that going here before winter really kicks in. Make sure
trip
that,
check.
Yep. Well, just check on everything. They'll put you through the complete vehicle inspection for $100 that I'll pay for. And then if you need anything done, you might not, but if you do, I'll kick in $100. So it's a $200 value for the complete vehicle inspection from PDR Automotive, John Marshall and his team. And they're standing by on Cunningham and Urbana right next to the Blossom Basket Florist. So if you want some good automotive work and you want it done, just have them hook you up to that thingamaflugi. It's in the back. And
yeah.
It runs a five-page color, particularly if you're thinking of buying a used car, yeah, or maybe you're selling a used car.
That'll definitely expose anything needs done.
Here's our car. Look at the check from PDR. I mean, I think, and I'm doing it for you. I'm paying for it. So if you are interested, in 2 minutes, it'll be up at GoStever.com. GoStever.com, and that means you would go click and get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. And then we want you to make the appointment within 7 days. And heck, it might even be first of the year by the time you get in because mm-hmm. of the holidays. But we'll get this to you if you're interested in PDR Automotive.
And that's 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana.
Okay, so there you go for today's Stever, the program where I happily, joyfully give you my money and you spend it and keep the stuff. Again, when it's all said and done, we'd appreciate a thoughtful feedback that you'll receive And then you can tell PDR just how they perform for you.
Such great experienced mechanics on PDR's team.
All right, stand by, Brother Johnny, coming up.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
He blames Republican pressure for the filing of 9 new federal tax charges since the tax bill's now been paid.
The indictment says Hunter did not pay nearly $1.5 million in federal taxes from 2016 through 2019 and filed false returns for the tax year 2018. The indictment says Hunter spent money on drugs, escorts, hotels, anything but his taxes.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. 17-year-old Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly is being sentenced today for killing 4 students and wounding 7 others.
Crumbly can potentially serve life in prison without the possibility of parole, despite being 15 years old at the time of the shooting. The teen's parents, Jennifer and James Crumbly, also facing manslaughter charges in the case for buying their son the gun he used and for failing to stop him.
Fox's Jeff Manasa. The Labor Department reports 199,000 new jobs created last month, with the unemployment dipping to 3.7%. America's listening to Fox News.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at local news. As the year cools down, the race for Champaign County Coroner is heating up. So far, 3 applicants putting their names on the ballot for next year's election. Republican and current Chief Deputy Coroner Steve Thuney. Democrats include Laurie Brower and Sean Williams. Thuney took over for Danae Northrup, who resigned November 30th. A nonprofit organization in Paxton helping struggling families for the holidays. Melissa Heidman is the founder of Lindsay's Christmas Angels. She named it after Lindsay Pinnell, who passed away fighting stage 4 breast cancer. Heidman says she wanted to honor Lindsay's memory after being friends with her family for years. Impact Life says it's hosting the blood drives ahead of Christmas and New Year's in order to maintain a strong and stable blood supply through the holidays. Types O positive and O negative especially needed, along with platelets from all blood types. The 3 blood drives that Impact Life has scheduled take place in Decatur, Gifford, and Mahomet. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
A Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Urbana vicinity and a nice spell of December weather. One more final day is worth at least for this week. Up to about 57 this afternoon, even at 60 south of Champaign County. Partly sunny skies, gusty south wind. Maybe a rain shower or two to our west and south late this afternoon. Otherwise, a couple of showers around this evening. More widespread rains after midnight tonight. Breezy, mild for a December night. Lows near 50. Tomorrow up to about 55 midday, then falling temperatures into the 40s for the afternoon. A couple of showers for the morning. Some peaks of sun midday and afternoon. Winds will shift around west-northwest at 15 to 25 and gusty. Colder tomorrow night, lows near 30. Windy, colder, but more seasonal highs for the day on Sunday. Maybe a snow flurry or two around with a high to about 37, up near 40 on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday, both days, perhaps a couple of morning snow flurries around. 42 on Tuesday, highs to 44 on Wednesday. 40s for Thursday, close to 50 and above for next Friday and the following weekend. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
It's Friday. Brother Johnny's down in New Orleans. He just got done watching the L.A. Lakers beat his Pelicans.
Dang, 133-89.
I don't even understand it. What are they doing? Because it's not June, so I don't understand a mid-season NBA tie. I don't get it.
Well, they want to get more people watching, and they also get the games you want. You know how they'll coast and play about a half a quarter, and then in December, January. Well, they're playing like it's playoff because it's an NBA championship. It's the first one in season tournament. And Diane, it worked. LeBron James came alive.
Right.
Looked like he was 26. He knows he can't go seven games.
Each player gets $500,000, it says.
Well, that's like $25 to you.
Okay.
No, right, but it's still just something to play for. It worked. It was a good move in terms of the I guess the energy in the games. And again, if you want to see LeBron win probably his last NBA championship, watch Saturday because they're going to play the Pacers. And with him playing like that, you can kiss it goodbye.
He only played 20 minutes and had 30 points.
Yes,
he's rested too.
Right.
Man.
So
they look good, but the Pelicans are good. They didn't play. They started missing baskets. You know how that works, Steve. If you can't make a basket for a while, you're in trouble.
Tough one, yeah.
And, you know, the energy in this, too. They're introducing the guys, and they're wearing this sharp outfit, and they're coming in. And I mean, it's like the show. I just love all the fashion stuff and the whole energy and introductions and things like that, too, even before the game begins. Like, when they're getting ready to come in to the venue.
It's a little WWE going on,
exactly.
Isn't it? Just a little bit.
I don't think... we would be mentioning this if they hadn't had the tournament.
No, that's true.
NBA,
right. That's true.
NBA before Christmas. Are they playing?
Right. Well, we've got Fighting Illini basketball. It's been a real buzz around here after we beat, at Rutgers was impressive, and then Florida Atlantic, 11th-ranked team at Madison Square Garden. And now we go to Tennessee, Knoxville tomorrow. Wow. And, John, it's your favorite tip-off time, 11 a.m. So
yeah. No, I don't like the tip-off time. I don't mind. Remember, I kind of ranted for a year or two. As a number one seed, you shouldn't get an 11 o'clock tip-off because it's a different scheduling. It doesn't matter the other team's doing it too. Yeah, but you shouldn't have to deal with that if you're a number one seed. Through the season, you know, everybody plays at 11, and they got to get all the games in. Get the television, get you access to the game.
And when you said that, I went back nerdy. I went back 10 years and couldn't find a team with a one seed playing 11.
No. Well, So don't get me started again.
Yeah, all right. So,
I really haven't gotten over that. But anyway.
Then Brad Underwood told me that Kofi Coburn's biorhythms don't even kick in till 3.
But you know people like that. No, that's
right.
Very serious.
It does
affect some people. Oh, well, that's too bad. It's the same for them. No, it doesn't necessarily. Right. Again, you earned your way out of that.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, I didn't mean to trigger anything. Anyway, good I get it. So anyway, we played 11 in Knoxville. They're really good at home. And Tennessee, they're only ranked 17th. They lost to North Carolina. They lost to Purdue. And then another great team, whoever that was, Marquette. So they've lost three top 10 teams. So anyway, here we go with Vivek Ramaswamy. Did you hear this thing the other day? Nobody did. It was only 3 million people watched. The lowest ever in debate. But he did... go on this tangent to the point where News Nation felt like they had to shut him off. Listen to this.
I think the real enemy is not Donald Trump. It's not even Joe Biden. It is the deep state that at least Donald Trump attempted to take on. And if you want somebody who's going to speak truth to power, then vote for somebody who's going to speak the truth to you. Why am I the only person on this stage, at least, who can say that January 6th now does look like it was an inside job? That the government lied to us for 20 years about Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11. That the great replacement theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy theory, but a basic statement of the Democratic Party's platform. That the 2020 election was indeed stolen by big tech. That the 2016 election, the one that Trump won for sure, was also one that was stolen from him by the national security establishment that actually
put
up the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that they knew was false. There's a reason why I'm the only person
That'll
on the
it,
stage
sir.
Who can
Thank
say
you.
These things. That's what it's going to take, not people who are licking his boots one time and now Monday morning quarterbacking and criticizing him when it's convenient.
Yeah, he said way too much there, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear anything that I would say, oh, that's not right. I don't know all the details of all of that. But, no, I think he's on to something there. And I don't think Joe is anything but that placeholder.
Could Donald Trump pick him as a VP?
Boy, let me think. I don't know. I don't know, Steve. I'm giving up on guessing. I think Trump's just going to try to get the nomination and then figure out what makes the most sense to get the most electoral votes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Vivek is from where? Where would he
what
vote?
State is he? I think Ohio, believe it or not.
That
I think
sounds right.
I think he's Ohio. But
the candidate that you need Ohio. That's the truth.
It's 38. He's 38 years old, of a religion that we've never seen in a presidential race.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah. Hindu. He's a Hindu.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's really smart.
Entrepreneur.
And I'm attracted to Robert Kennedy Jr. into some effect. He's just a guy, an outsider that you're saying, yay, there's a bunch of stuff going on that I don't like and Americans don't like. Oh, by the way, Robert Kennedy Jr. garnering what, 16%? Oh, and he asked the president for Secret Service protection because there's like, I think every one of them get threats of some kind from some wackos. Robert Kennedy Jr.
As far as we can tell, I'm the first candidate in history to be denied Secret Service protection on request.
So apparently they did not. It's up to Homeland Security Mayorkas, and he did not think, based on his conversations with his committee, that it was warranted at this time.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me because what these guys are standing up to appears to be just, say corruption or self-centered rule. And that's why you like them, Steve. Their various political views kind of get left in the rearview mirror just on the basis of standing up to what we think's been unfair in general to everybody and telling the truth.
What would you say a month ago? It's just you judge people by the fruits of their labor. And how have things been going politically in our country for the last 30 years? Not very good.
Well, and politically is kind of the cover term, but it's just worrying about going out after dark and paying too much for groceries, or more than we should be paying, and scrapping our energy program. That's one of my favorites, just because, you know, when we took away our fossil fuel production capability, the emissions for carbon went up globally because Iran and Russia and Venezuela picked up the slack. So we didn't gain a thing. We knew we wouldn't gain a thing, and we're all paying double for gas. And then they tell us it's because we only got 10 more years and started saying that 15 years ago.
Right.
And Robert Kennedy Jr. and Ramaswamy are saying, you guys we're tired of hearing it. And we want someone to say that. We want them to say, quit telling us this stuff. We don't believe you anymore.
Yeah.
And so, and then we had a whole laundry list of things we don't necessarily trust. And that's not where we want to be with our leaders. That's supposed to be a pretty important job that's taken seriously, and we're not seeing what we want.
But
I think that's across the board.
And the Republicans, to me, there's a whole bunch of them. It's just a club, man. They each got each other's backs. They none of them leave poor. They all leave rich. I mean, it just got down to power and greed and money and all the things that we human failures. I mean, that's just what had happened, I think.
Yeah, and it was going to happen. You'll love this one. Because we didn't have term limits. If they're up there long enough,
right.
There's probably we'd probably be doing the same thing, Steve. You know? It's just how you get after about 40 years. And it's human. It's impossible to resist. There's people offering you anything, your wildest expectations, including money. It's just called power corrupt.
If America survives the next 100 years, Johnny, if say America survives another 100 years, if in the next 75 years everything is term limited from the standpoint of elected officials and the people that work in Washington in government, it's a 10-year term or 50, whatever it is, where you just cycle in and out. You served your nation, you served the country, and then you cycle in and out. It's healthier for sure, but from the standpoint of elected officials, what is the negative? I would ask anybody against term limits, what's the negative against term limits?
Well, there's a negative in that you're not sure how everything works. You have too many rookies, and your bureaucrats take over, which essentially they have already. But it goes deeper at this point because the government's gotten too big. So now it just becomes they'll come and go, and no one has the power to stop the bureaucrats. So that's a pretty valid argument.
I would say 10 years as a worker for the FBI, and I guess you could go to CIA after that. I don't know. Anyway, then in year 8, the new person comes in. They're 2 years shadowing, so they do know how to run the government or how they run the government. I know. Anyway, the bottom line is it's just to me a mess from the standpoint of production and the fact that we're 30-plus trillion in debt and all those things, but the border and the crime and you got inflation through the roof. You buy any meat at the grocery store, you're at $150 easy.
To your term limits, Steve, if you have term limits, you'll have people who have to come back and live in Philo and New Orleans, so they're going to try to make things better. And they'll understand we don't want this massive central government.
Yeah.
We need the elected officials. We need the workers for the government. But we need more of them at the really small local level, then the bigger state level. Then we need national defense, international policy, and a few other things. And it's completely upside down. We're coming to a central government rule, which is what the founding fathers did everything humanly possible to stop. They spread the power, spread the power, spread the power, and it's going into Washington D.C. And I don't know how you turn that around at a certain point.
Well, if you say Donald Trump and say he were to win, how do you govern when everything is going to get leaked? He can't have a private conversation with anybody. Things are taken out of context. Won't it be a replay of the first 4 years of that kind of stuff?
Well, the first 4 years weren't bad, if you look back.
Well, except that we had all these investigations and everything. I mean, we'd be the same?
I think so. I don't know if the Republicans had both the House and the Senate, we might not have as much of that. But they were trying to stop him from getting anything done the first 4 years. I'd rather have a guy who I trust trying to take care of us than give up and say, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So I'm hanging in there.
Vladimir Putin is saying he's going to run again, and I was just reading this.
Putin? He doesn't run.
Run for president again in Russia's election.
But it's a
March
quote election. It's not.
Well, look who's talking.
There you go.
He's 71.
This
is his fifth bid for presidential term.
See, I'm being cynical about that, but why don't I look at my own mirror, right?
I know.
We're kind of talking about 98. When he gets about 97%, you can kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge it. But he might not do that great with this war.
No kidding.
I don't think
a lot
of Russians want that.
Yeah. Well, it's Brother Johnny on the Tavern's Toying phone line. So if you're done guessing, like you said earlier, you have no guessing for president or vice president in 2024. I don't trust the landscape at all.
Wouldn't guess for vice president, but I think Trump would win the election. What's going to happen with Joe in the next year, I don't have a clue. It could go any way. And the longer he's president, the more likely he'll run. And they could dump him at the convention, but
they indicted Hunter Biden, 9 indictments, federal indictments that can be pardoned. But they're kind of, maybe that's their signal saying, Joe, it's time to go. But then if you do, you can't plug Gavin Newsom. You got to plug Kamala Harris in because she's not going anywhere for that. She'd be next.
Well, yeah. If they get another nominee, Kamala won't. She doesn't automatically go there. She goes with the nominee, the presidential nominee. So Gavin Newsom could pick you, Steve.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know what the Democrats are gonna do. I do see a lot more, actually, just bubbling up of election irregularities and outright fraud from all across the country. That's just like the January 6th that Vivek was saying. Well, it looks like there was more to that. And then you're starting to see real cases, real evidence in the courts. And I don't know if there'll be as much rampant being loose with our freedom in the election this time, which is good for everybody.
Yeah, right,
and
right.
It's definitely going to work against Biden because nobody's voting for Biden.
Well, I mean, again, he's got a Palestinian problem. He's got an African-American problem. He's got just an old problem. There's a lot of things working against him.
Yeah.
Well, he's got, I can't do this job.
Well, that's true. There's that.
And we had a comment at 359-2255 on the Tappan Stowing phone line saying, aren't elections a form of term limits? If the majority of people don't like someone, vote them out.
Yeah, that's the main argument. That's what the guys we talked to that have been there 40, 50, we got term limits. They've called it election. And they are, but when you're in so long, that's a common axiom in politics. It's hard to beat an incumbent. Why? Because he's working directly with his constituents, especially the ones that'll donate. And it actually fuels this corruption over the years because he builds this invincible block, and they're loyal to him, and it gets stronger and stronger. And so the response I always had was, why would you just go with one person from California for 35 years when if you tell me there's no one better out of the 40 million people or Illinois' 20 million? Come on, get some new perspective in.
Yeah.
And the election, people don't pay enough attention. You hear the guy's name.
Right.
It's an unfair advantage as far as that goes, and maybe you earn it as an incumbent, but it just should be limited because there's a point at which you're just not going to beat the guy that's been there when your parents were your age.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. So it's true. It's a form of term limits, and it's worked when people get thrown out for not doing a good job, but it's not good enough because we have people in there that nobody knows how they're still there.
Well, we got an inordinate amount of 80-some-year-old people, so it's just too long, I think. Just,
I mean,
too long.
To me, over 70. There's a comment here about Congress salary should be the same as the median income for their district and no investing. That would take care of the term limit problem.
Yeah, except then, as Steve said, there's other sources of revenue once you have that power.
Yeah.
Everybody somehow leaves with a lot of money. I think you just have term limits. You say, and if you really want to go up to be a congressperson for, say, 8 years, four terms, that's two-year terms, and maybe you have 2 4-year terms. This every 2 years is crazy. But if you want to do that, it's going to be because you want to change a few specific things for your district or the national movement for some cause. But you're not going to make a career and a bunch of money. You don't do it, and because there's no chance of making it in 8 years. And if you're good enough, Steve, as far as you have elections, well, you can move up. We have them do it. We have term limits, and they're moving into the Senate. They'll go for mayors. They'll be governors, and they'll be the attorney general. You don't have to leave politics. You just can't stay in that one spot forever. And most people agree with that. That's a pretty solid 70%.
And you said Louisiana, of course, because you and David Vitter got term limits for all the state work electees. And so, okay, you had one more?
There's one more asking about Coach Ditka. And I don't know if you've had a chance to visit with him, Johnny, or...
I haven't talked to Mike. I'm going to try to get a report for next Friday, Stevie.
How
Mike's doing, and right. Diana, and I know he wasn't doing well, but I haven't heard the latest. So, yeah, I think about him every time we talk.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's right. It was so many years
20
together.
20 years.
Norman Lear passed away at the age of 101 this week, and so many sitcoms, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Sons, Good Times, One Day at a Time. I mean, you've watched some of these shows over the years, huh, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. No, that's quite a legacy there. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Yeah. But, yes, time goes on, Steve.
Yep. All right, Johnny, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for being on. Thanks for the discussion. We'll call you next week.
All right. Always great talking to you, Stevie and Diane.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You as well. Brother Johnny down in New Orleans on ESPN 93.5. We check your weather with meteorologist Greg Sollier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Evans Saturday. Hopefully, you're able to get out and enjoy yesterday's weather. Equally fine, if not better, for the day today. Next weather system will come in as out of the southern plains and generate a wide and expansive outbreak of a couple of rounds of rainfall later on tonight and tomorrow morning. Tomorrow appearing not to be a complete wash. Definitely some chillier days ahead for Sunday and into the early part of next week. Another big warm-up slated after that. 57 the forecast high, even a 60 south of Champaign County. Partly sunny skies, isolated shower to our west and south late this afternoon, and a couple of showers and spots this evening. Otherwise, widespread rains after midnight tonight. Mild lows near 50. Tomorrow, windy, turning cooler, variably cloudy skies. A couple of rounds of showers for the morning. A largely dry afternoon, the high to about 55, then falling temperatures in the 40s in the afternoon. Breezy, colder, down to 34 tomorrow night. Maybe a snowflake around, and 37 on Sunday. Up near 40 on Monday with sunshine. Another snow flurry chance for Tuesday and Wednesday next week with high temperatures, again, in the lower 40s. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sollier.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
A swing and a long one. Left field. Walker just gave the Cardinals the lead. Home run!
This holiday season, give the gift of date nights, family time, and more with Cardinals tickets. 2024 all-inclusive tickets start at just $55 and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the UMB Champions Club, Premium Legends Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, National Car Rental Club, and more. Get your single game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
All right. 7:57, we had Jimmy Failla on, who's all over Fox News, comedian, has his own radio show, former cab driver, that's a true story, and very, very funny. We're going to replay that at between 8:30 and 9 this morning if you missed it. We do have a Stever, PDR Automotive. It's up and available, a complete vehicle inspection, and a $100 bill if you put it toward whatever might need done, if you need anything done, but you get four or five color pages of the exact status of your vehicle, which is always good to know. Mm-hmm. And you can plan on stuff later. You might need tires in 10,000 miles or whatever. Anyway, PDR Automotive, just go to GoStever.com. If you're not a member, you can join and enter. You get an email after 8 tonight if you win. If you win, after it's all said and done, you thoughtfully fill out your survey, and boom, you're off to the next Stever. My mom's 29th birthday Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So that's exciting. And you're saying, what? Yeah, she's 29, and that's her mindset, and that's what she is, and I honor that. So she's requested brownies.
Is that right?
She's not a big cake fan.
And today is National Brownie Day on December 8th.
I'll go buy the best brownies I can find.
It goes back to the Palmer House Hotel in Chicago, where it was originated by a chef because a group of ladies needed a box lunch while attending the fair in the 1800s.
Wow.
And they needed a small cake-like dessert for their box lunch.
Uh-huh.
And we came up with the brownie.
I guess I could try and make them, but boy, you can buy some good brownies.
I know that.
And then you put a little heat on them, and then you put a little vanilla ice cream on top, right?
So good.
So we'll do that on her 29th. So.
Nice.
Good stuff. Okay. Yeah, and we're, you know, gosh darn, 2 weeks from Monday's Christmas.
I know it.
What? Yeah. 2 weeks from Monday's Christmas.
A lot of holiday happenings in my hometown of Tolono tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., essentially, with over a dozen stops. Looking forward to it.
All right, we'll be right back. We got Fox News in minutes. Stand by.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the